And the starting four, Kabul, Taylor Stone, Jordan Kintner, Josiah Leonard, Lucas Hong, and Bennett Montgomery. For Mansfield, Jace Hedrick, Malachi Usery, Haven Proats, Fisher Crony, and Kellen Campbell. Tip controlled by the Bulldogs. Drive to the basket, now a kick out. Kabul looking for an easy bucket. That's going to be tough against the length of the Mansfield Lions. Inside, Bulldogs front of the rim, count it. Ong gets the Bulldogs on the board first. Mansfield will push it. They drive, lean, shot up, no good. Rebound, Kabul. Bulldogs outlet to Montgomery. Bennett will start the offense right side with Kintner. Kintner gets a double team, gives it up. There's a lane. Shot goes up front of the rim. It won't fall. And the rebound taken by the Lions. Long pass down the floor. In the paint. Up and in. Count it for Hedrick. Hedrick had like 32 against Thayer. They played, or Thayer and Mansfield played earlier in the year. Mansfield beat Thayer like under 10, I believe. Here's a jumper from the free throw line for the Bulldogs. Jordan Kintner hits it. 4-2, Bulldogs. Mansfield brings it the other way. He'll start it with Usery. Usery top of the key. Brings it to Hedrick. Hedrick takes it inside. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound controlled by Mansfield. Flat foot jumper goes up, no good by Usery. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs. Kabul looks to take it in, now pulls it out. Lose the dribble. They're able to maintain possession. Bulldogs will bring it out top. With Kintner, they'll reset. On the volleyball line, right wing, caught by Montgomery. Montgomery rolls off a screen, picks the dribble up, goes high post to Hong. Hong off the give and go, underneath the basket, goes up, it's blocked, and a loose ball picked up by the Mansfield Lions. Crony takes it down the floor, brings it out top. Here's a deep three. Boom. Count it. That's Proats with three, and it's a 5-4 ball game. Mansfield. Tanner Barnes coaching the Kabul Bulldogs. Craig Campbell coaching the Mansfield Lions. Mansfield will play man-to-man. There's a steal. And Mansfield gives it down low, shot off the glass, up and in. And that's Hedrick for two more. Timeout, Kabul, 7-3, 5:07 to go. We'll take a break, come right back. You're listening to Bulldog Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
And welcome back. Josiah Leonard for the Bulldogs kisses one off the glass. 7-6. Mansfield answers right back with a three. Caden Young, who's come in off the bench, wears number 10. 10-6. Mansfield. The Bull with the basketball. We'll start it with Kintner. Kintner brings it back out top. Uses the crossover. Gets some separation. Throws the three up there, no good. Rebound, Kabul, put back, no good. Rebound, Hedrick. And here comes Mansfield, pushes it down the floor. Wide open three, shot, no good. Rebound, controlled by Josiah Leonard for the Bulldogs. The Bull turns it over. Mansfield's going to push it in the paint. Blocked shot, loose ball. It's going to be run down by Mansfield. Picked up by Campbell, Caden Campbell now. Off to Young. Young throws it out top. Three is good. And that's Proats, his second three. He's two for two from behind the line. 13-6, here comes the dunk. Nope. Hedrick just rolls it in for two. 15-6. Bulldogs. Out top. They'll reset with Kintner. Kintner behind the volleyball line. Free throw line. Jump shot. Good. Count it. Montgomery. 15-8. Here's a three by Mansfield. In and out. No good. Rebound. Bulldogs. Tried pushing a little bit in the paint. There's a reach-in foul. It's going to be on Mansfield on the floor. It'll be Kabul Bulldog on the sideline. No, they'll put it in on the baseline. Foul is on Haven Proats. That's his first team foul, number one. Bulldogs on the baseline. They'll bring it out top. It's caught by Kintner. Kintner, a deep three, in and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Kellen Campbell. Three at the other end by Mansfield, no good, over the back. And that'll be on Owen Rhodes, 23, checked into the ballgame. Mansfield's played seven now. Full court pressure being applied by the Lions. Here comes the trap. Kabul able to toss it through. Tipped, goes out of bounds. Kabul trying to get it down underneath to Lucas Hong. Fisher Crony comes back into the ball game, and Owen Rhodes comes out for the line. Kabul brings it in to the wing. Here's a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken by Campbell. Campbell all the way down. Scoop shot good, and the foul. First team foul for the Bulldogs. Oh, no foul. They had a foul. Is it no foul? Okay. Bull at the corner. Cross the timeline. Turnover. Mansfield running the floor. Bounce pass. Kisses it off the glass. It won't go. Tipped back in by Campbell. 19-8, Mansfield. Getting her out top. Behind the volleyball line to the wing. Caught by Stone. Taylor Stone uses the dribble and turns it over. Mansfield brings it the other direction. Mansfield throws it away. That's their first turnover. Eight. Mansfield Lions. Crossing the timeline, Bulldogs. Taking it down to the baseline. Fadeaway goes up, no good. Rebound, Kabul. Put back, no good. Loose ball, and it's gathered up by Mansfield, but they throw it away. Kabul, another opportunity. Good look for three. Good. Count it. That's Jordan Kintner. 19-11. At the wing, inside, knocked away. Bulldogs get another takeaway. Long pass down the floor, shot up, and a foul to the line. Taylor Stone, Bulldogs beat Mansfield down the floor. 101 to go, 61 seconds in the first, 19-11. And Taylor Stone to shoot a couple free throws. Of
first one is up, and it's no good. Back in, Owen Rhodes for Mansfield. Kellen Campbell comes out. Second free throw by Stone. No good. Fisher Crony with the rebound. Crony brings it down the floor, into the corner. Mansfield for three. That's up, no good. Loose basketball out of bounds. Another turnover by Mansfield. That's their fourth. The Bull with five, Mansfield with four. And Kabul turns it over. Jordan Kintner inbounded it and was to get it right back, but he hadn't got into, didn't establish himself in the field of play. Off the glass, up no good, rebound, and now a foul. Mansfield will go to the line and shoot two. Fisher Crony. First team foul. Foul is on Taylor Stone, his first. First free throw is good. Second free throw is on the way. It's up. And it's good. And Fisher makes them both. Bulldogs. Foul, and that's going to be called on Fisher Crony. Team foul number three for Mansfield. Kabul basketball. They'll bring it in on the sideline. 42 seconds to go. 21-11. Mansfield. Mansfield, the three seed. Steal out of bounds, so it will stay with Kabul. Tossing it in will be Bennett Montgomery for the Bulldogs. They'll stack it. Bounce pass into Hong. Hong gives it right back to Montgomery. Montgomery works it over to Kintner. Kintner out top to Hong. Almost taken away by Mansfield. Loose basketball on the floor, gathered up by Kabul. Length of the Lions given fit to the Bulldogs. A drive, baseline jumper, good. Nice shot by Jordan Kintner. And that's the end of the first. Your score, 21-13, Mansfield. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament on 96.9 The Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Stop in at Brawley's Powderhorn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powderhorn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
Western Dairy Transport in Kabul serves customers in all 48 states and Mexico, operating for over 50 years with the guiding principles of community, integrity, safety, and service. Western Dairy is now the nation's largest milk and dairy hauler. They exist to enrich and grow people, families, and communities Western Dairy Transport is a proud sponsor of the Kabul Bulldogs and the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
At the other end, as we're just getting underway here in the second. 23-13, Mansfield by 10. Josiah Leonard gives it up to Bennett Montgomery. Montgomery back to Leonard. Leonard's going to use the dribble. Pulls up at the elbow, tries to go underneath. Caught, reverse layup, won't fall. Hong fights for the rebound, but it's controlled by Malachi Usri. Mansfield at the other end. Fake pass, here's a drive. Foul to the line to shoot two. David Brooks. Foul is on Josiah Leonard. That's his first foul here in the second. First free throw is good by Brooks. 24-13, 6:52 to go in the half. One more game coming up, and that's going to be Alton and Eminence, two Big Spring Conference teams. Second free throw is good. Alton beat Eminence earlier in the year. But they'll try and even that up here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Bulldogs, throw it away. Mansfield takes it down to the corner, bounces it to the baseline. Back to the wing. Dribble drive, shot fake, up off the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound. Mansfield comes up with it, and a foul on the floor. Oh, they're going to call it against Mansfield. No, they're going to say double dribble, turnover, okay. The Bull Bulldog basketball. Hong gets it inside. The Bull turns it over again. Mansfield drive, shot good, and the bucket. Brooks won't be denied that time. Foul is on Dennis Montgomery. Second team foul for Kabul. Old-fashioned three for Haven Brooks. Sporting the number 14. It's good. He's three for three from the line. 28-13. 6:05 to go. And foul in the backcourt. That's going to be on Haven Brooks. That's his second. Team foul number one for Mansfield. Bulldog basketball. Montgomery tosses it in to Kintner. Kintner will be picked up by Usri. Kintner finds Stone. Stone is free throw line. Dribbles in. The floater. Good. Taylor Stone with 2 points. 28-15, Mansfield. Lions will bring it down the ball, down the floor. Brooks out top. Gets the screen. Pulls up for three. Off the mark. No good. One and done. Mansfield. Rebound goes to Josiah Leonard. Leonard to Kintner. Kintner brings it back out top to Leonard. Off to Montgomery. Montgomery. Fields it back to Kintner. And a charge called on Jordan Kintner. Can't use your forearm. .5:14 to go in the half. 28-15 Mansfield. Lions at the wing, down to the baseline, back to the wing. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Montgomery. Long pass down the floor, blocked at the other end. Hendrick blocked it, picked up by the Lions. They'll reset now at the other end. Back top of the key, here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs.
pass, cross court, there's a lane, up, can't finish, but a foul. Is it on the shot or on the floor? Oh, they're going to say it's a turnover. Mansfield basketball, 4:29 to go, 28-17 Mansfield. Winner of this game will get the winner of Eminence. Oh, shot underneath, put up, no good, foul, and to the line, Mansfield will go. Malachi Usri will shoot two. Foul is against Braylon Haywood, his first team foul, number four. First free throw is good for Usher. Checking back in for Kabul, Lucas Hong. Lucas Hong comes in for Josiah Leonard. Second free throw is up, and that's in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Kabul. To the wing. Here's a three. Up, and it's good. And that is Montgomery hitting the three. 9-point ball game, 29-20. And we got a foul underneath the basket on Kabul. 13, that's Lucas Hong. That's his first 15 foul. Hedrick to the line to shoot two. He's got 6 points. That all came in the first. First one's no good. Against he had 32 against there. 37.
Ooh.
37. Second one is good. 30-20, Mansfield. Bulldogs get it across the timeline. Here's another deep three. Boom! Got it. Hintner with the big three. 7 point ball game, 30-23. Bulldogs get the rebound. And they'll skip it across Kintner. Kintner for three more. It's good. That is three in a row for the Bulldogs. 9 points in about 80 seconds. And it's a 4 point ball game with 3:10 to go in the half. Mansfield with the lead and the basketball. Hedrick for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound goes to the Bulldogs. And it's going to be a push foul on Mansfield. Malachi Usri will be the guilty party. Second team foul. And Mansfield wants timeout. 4 point game with 2:58 to go in the half. Mansfield 30. Kabul 26. Back in 30 seconds. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
Six again. Mansfield up by four. And it's Kabul basketball. Craig Campbell coaching the Mansfield Lions with the timeout. Bulldogs peeling in to Jordan Kintner. Kintner off to the right wing to Montgomery. Hong catches out top. Hong looks back door, baseline jumper goes up, no good. And it's a rebound for Hedrick. Mansfield spots up for three. It's good. That's number 10, Caden Young. Second three. 33-26. Montgomery gets the inbound pass. And turns it over. And now foul. Mansfield to go to the line. Shoot two. 2:15 on the clock. Bennett Montgomery with his second foul. Team foul number six. Two free throws for Mansfield. Shooting will be number 10, Caden Young. He's hit two threes. One in the first, one here in the second. That happened moments ago. First one's no good. Second free throw is up. That's no good. Misses them both. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs. Jordan Kintner will bring it down the floor for Kabul. Oh, and they turn it over. Unforced error. And it's a loose ball, but it's picked up by Mansfield. Shot up, no good. Hedrick gets the rebound and can't get it to cash in. Kabul escaped a disaster right there. Shot thrown up recklessly. And Mansfield will bring it down the floor. Kintner kind of forced it a little bit. Top of the key, Mansfield, and they throw it away. Bulldog basketball, 33-26, 94 seconds to go in the half. Bulldogs try to get it inside, and another turnover. Mansfield at the other end rolls it in. Kellen Campbell. He's got 6 points. Mansfield on defense. Kabul turns it over again. Mansfield. Layup is good. That's Hedrick. Boy, just like that, it's back up to 11. 37-26. 4-point ball game. And Mansfield opens it back up to 11 in less than a minute. 104 to go. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Got some folks we want to thank. Of course, our corporate sponsors, Keller Williams, Audrey Boyle, also Country Fuels and Town and Country Supermarkets. In Kabul, big thank you to Kabul Tire, Dotson Excavating, Western Dairy Transport, and People's Community Bank. 37-26, Mansfield. The winner of this game will get the winner of the next game, which is a Big Springs Conference battle, Alton and Eminence. Our first game tomorrow will start broadcast. We'll start at 1:30. We'll have the 1:30 game, the 3 o'clock game, the 6 o'clock game, and the 7:30 game. Kabul brings it down the floor. Jordan Kintner. Hong gets it back to Kintner. Kintner working out top against Campbell. Skipped and another turnover by the Bulldogs. Drive down the floor, knocked away, out of bounds, and it will stay with Mansfield. 30 seconds to go in the half. 37-26, Mansfield up by 11. Tipped out of bounds, stays with Mansfield. Kintner got a piece of it. In the corner, here's a three by Mansfield. Goes up, no good. Loose ball picked up by Mansfield. Shot put up. It's blocked. And here come the Kabul Bulldogs. Driving into the paint. Eye off the glass. Good for Jordan Kintner. Jordan's had a really good first half. 15 points. Answering, though, at the other end, Campbell two more. And at the buzzer, a three is good. A three at the buzzer. Kintner hits it. Yeah, it was Jordan Kintner threw one before the buzzer at the other end from the free throw line. Hit it, and away it went. And it's a 8-point ball game, 39-31. And Jordan Kintner had a tremendous first half as we go through the scoring for Kabul. Taylor Stone with two. 18 points in the first half. Jordan Kintner. 2 points for Josiah Leonard. Lucas Hong with two. And Bennett Montgomery with five. For Mansfield, Jace Edrick, 9 points. Caden Young with six. One for Malachi Essery. 11 for David Broats. Two for Fisher Crony. Two for Owen Rose. Kellen Campbell with eight. Turnovers in the first half. Mansfield with eight. And Kabul has 15 turnovers. But the Bulldogs are down by eight at the half, 39-31. Kind of recapping what went down so far today. Bonker defeated Plato 71-22. Mammoth Springs over Licking over Mammoth Springs 47-43. Norwood defeated Houston 59-48. Salem by Summersville 66-30. Liberty defeated Dora 71-38. Gainesville topped Winona 60-49. And here in game seven of the first day of the Kabul Holiday Tournament, at the half, Mansfield 39, Kabul 31. We're coming back in 7 minutes. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
The Ozarks' trusted news source for over 75 years. Ozark Radio News and News Team 7 on demand at OzarkRadioNews.com.
For Ozark Radio News and News Team 7, I'm James Hurt. We hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, and thank you to all emergency and healthcare personnel who worked during the holiday keeping us all safe. You are appreciated. We also urge everyone to be safe if you're continuing to travel this holiday weekend. The Friday fugitive for the Howe County Sheriff's Department this week is Tiffany Dusenberry. She is wanted on a warrant for arson. She's from the West Plains area, also known to frequent Caulfield, Whitechurch, and Junction Hill. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Tiffany Dusenberry, please contact the Howe County Sheriff's Department at 417-256-2544. At least two towns in the Ozarks are extending a hand to help families sort their holiday trash out over the next couple of weeks. Both West Plains and Mammoth Spring are offering free pickup of cardboard boxes and wrapping paper after the last week has likely left many families with an excess of these materials. Mammoth Spring will be offering this service one day only on Monday, December 29th. Residents are asked to have all of their refuse out by 7 a.m. For West Plains residents, this pickup will take place the week of January 5th through January 9th and should be placed out with the regular trash. A Caulfield man is facing charges after a disturbance on County Road 7320. Deputies say Ty Carter was reportedly under the influence and hallucinating when he was confronted by a family member. Witnesses told officers Carter pushed the victim before running into the woods. When deputies later approached Carter, they said he refused commands and struggled during the arrest. He was taken into custody, is now charged with domestic assault, third degree, and resisting arrest. His bond is set at $25,000. A 24-year-old man from Mandeville, Louisiana, was injured in a crash in Ozark County Thursday morning. The accident occurred on Highway 95 in Thornfield when a Toyota Camry that he was driving ran off the roadway, struck two road signs and a concrete embankment. The car then overturned and caught fire. He was transported to Baxter Health and Mountain Home for treatment of his minor injuries. He's also been charged with driving while intoxicated and careless and imprudent driving. A 70-year-old birch tree woman was pronounced deceased at the scene in an accident in Shannon County Christmas morning. The accident occurred when she pulled into the path of a Ford F-350 driven by a 57-year-old couch man in a Pontiac Sunfire on U.S. Highway 60, 1 mile east of Mountain View. The driver of the truck did not sustain injuries. The female passenger sustained minor injuries and was taken to Mercy St. Francis Hospital in Mountain View for treatment. An accident Wednesday evening on O Highway outside of Bakersfield happened when a 28-year-old Caulfield woman crossed the center line in a 2000 GMC and struck a 2020 Hyundai driven by a 57-year-old Caulfield woman. The 57-year-old woman was transported by ambulance to Ozarks Healthcare for treatment of minor injuries. According to the crash report, the 28-year-old female was not injured. For all these stories and more, go to OzarkRadioNews.com. For News Team 7, I'm James Hurt.
Serving the Ozarks for over 75 years, Ozark Radio News and News Team 7.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Stop in at Brawley's Powder Horn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powder Horn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Cheney Monument, located on Highway 160 in Gainesville, has been in business since 1935. Specializing in granite memorials, etchings, and memorial lettering, Cheney Monument also offers sandblasting services. Custom monuments, benches, and more can be crafted. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. to noon, or call them at 417-679-3720.
All right, welcome back. Good first half of basketball, really. This has been the best half so far, 39-31. Mansfield leading the host team, Kabul, in this Game 7 of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And it will be Kabul basketball to start the third. Game of adjustments. What Coach Barnes, Kabul starts it with a turnover and an easy bucket for Hendrick. Man, that's not how you want to start like this. Bulldogs turn it over again. Oh, and a missed dunk. And loose basketball is picked up by the Bulldogs. Shot up. And a foul to the line will be Josiah Leonard. Shooting two, Josiah Leonard for the Bulldogs. The foul is on Malachi Usry. That's his second, team foul number one. First free throw is good. Josiah Leonard had 2 points in the first half. That came in the first quarter. Second free throw is up, and that's no good. Rebound taken by Proats. Mansfield quickly gets their offense set up in the corner. Back out top. Usry. Now they toss it inside. That's a walk. Oh, they're going to call a block. Oh, boy. Foul's going to be on Lucas Hong. Shooting two, Kellen Campbell. First one is good. Second free throw on the way. Campbell now with 9 points. He can get in double digits right here, and he does. And another turnover by the Bulldogs. Three turnovers, and we've not even played a minute yet in the third. And now we've got more free throws. Hendrick shooting two. The foul was against Josiah Leonard, and that is his third. He comes to the bench. Braylon Haywood checks in for the Bulldogs. Second free throw is good. And another Bulldog turnover and a layup for Malachi Usry. Bulls not even got a shot off yet. They've turned it over five times. Excuse me. And another layup. Wow. Bulldogs take it the other direction and a reach-in foul on Edgar. That's his first, team foul number two. Bulldogs will toss it in. Abel Warren gets ready to check in for Kabul. 49-32, and another turnover by the Bulldogs, and a two-hand dunk for Campbell. 6:25 to go. We've played not even 90 seconds. The Bulldogs have turned it over six times, and Mansfield is on a 4-6-8
11-1 run. Foul called. That's on Kellen Campbell, his first. Tosses in Jordan Kintner. Kintner gets it to Hong. Here's a three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound Mansfield. Long pass down the floor. Layup is good for Provo. The Bull in the backcourt. There's a double not a turnover. Almost a turnover. Short jumper up and in. Kintner. He's got 20. But the Bulldogs get beat down the floor, missed layup, and here comes Kabul. And another turnover. Another turnover by the Bulldogs. They've turned it over 7 times in 2.5 minutes. I would say Mansfield's kind of cranked it up a little bit. 53-34. Back inside, up and in two for 22, Crony. Bulldogs gets it across the timeline. Out top. To the wing. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Kabul in the corner. Shot up, no good. Going to the line, Taylor Stone. He'll shoot two. Second personal foul on Kellen Campbell. First free throw is good for Taylor Stone. Well, this third started about as bad as you could possibly think for Kabul. Second free throw's good. Stone makes them both. 55-36, just under 5 minutes to go in the third. Mansfield out top, works it side to side. Here's a three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Kintner. Kintner has to give it up to Montgomery. Montgomery right back to Kintner. Kintner pulls up just inside the three-point line for the two. Kintner with 22 now. Campbell into the corner. Here's a three. Count it for Hedrick. Mansfield up by 20. And Kabul turns it over yet again. 8 turnovers here in the third. Checking back in, Josiah Leonard. Three turnovers in the game for Kabul. 4 minutes to go in the third. 58-38. Mansfield by 20. Was an 8-point ball game. Drive baseline. Shot goes up. Won't fall. Put back. Won't fall. Rebound. Mansfield block. Now we've got a foul. Push. Mansfield will go to the line and shoot two. Fisher Crony. We'll shoot two. Foul is on Josiah Leonard. That's his fourth. First free throw is no good. Hong's going to check in. Hong comes in for Leonard. He'll set with 4 fouls and 3 points. 3:45 to go in the third. It's been all Mansfield in this third. Second one won't fall. Mansfield gets the rebound. Putback won't fall. Mansfield with the rebound.
And that one goes in for Tony. Bulldogs at the timeline. Kittner backs up behind the volleyball line, works it to the right side, caught by Montgomery. Montgomery gets it to Hong. Hong looks inside, goes back over to Kittner for three, goes up no good. Rebound taken by Rhodes. Mansfield's going to run the floor. Goes up, won't fall, and Bulldogs with the rebound. Kabul turns it over at the other end. Mansfield back into the corner. Jump shot off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Haywood. Loose basketball, but it's picked up by Kabul. Short jumper's good. Two more for Kentner. He's got six here in the third. 24 in the game. Baseline jump shot up off the rim. No good. Put back. No good by Mansfield. But the third attempt goes in for Hedrick. 10 points in the third for Hedrick. And another turnover by the Bulldogs. And a layup is good for Mansfield. Caden Young. 64-40. 2 minutes to go in the third. Again, it was an 8-point ball game at the end of the half. Floater by Kabul at the other end. No good. Rebound taken by Mansfield. Caden Young. Into the corner, a three, and count it for Campbell. 7 points in the third for Campbell. And Kabul turns it over again. 11 turnovers now in the third. A three, count it for Hedrick. 70-40. And Coach Barnes wants a time out. 1:19 to go in the third. We'll take a break. The Bull Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
From grain to gasoline, from Lance to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
All right, welcome back. 70-40. Mansfield has outscored Kabul in the third, 30-9. Kabul with the basketball after the timeout. Out to the wing, going side to side, and there's another Kabul Bulldog turnover. Mansfield gives it right back. That's their first turnover in the third. Under a minute to go. Drive, floater goes up, no good. Rebound goes up by Kabul, no good. Campbell gets the rebound, long pass down the floor, and the layup is good. And that's Braden Stewart for two. Mansfield has scored 32 in the third. And Kabul turns it over again. Baseline. Out top. Here's a three. Count it. For Prost.
Mansfield has scored 35 in the third. And reach in, foul. That's going to be on Caden Young. 2.9 seconds to go in the third. Mansfield outscored Kabul 35-9 in the third, but Kabul will be at the line shooting two, Jordan Kintner. First one is no good. He'll get another shot at it. Second one is up, and that one is good. Here's another three, and it's good by Probst. So Mansfield scores 38 points in the third, and they go up 78-41. They outscore Kabul 38-10. Wow. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the fourth. You're listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
So, how many times has this happened to you? You think you're ready to start a project at home or on the farm, only to find out you're missing important equipment. But that's okay. You're not stuck. All you need is Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, because Hirsch offers over 70 top quality products you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Check out this list. Air compressors, concrete tools, generators, lawn and garden items, welders, hay equipment and implements, sprayers, excavators, trenchers, tractors and trailers. Hirsch knows you and your rental needs. So call them and reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm.
And welcome back. Mansfield starts with a three, Caden Young, and now a foul at the other end, and Jordan Kintner to the line. He'll shoot two, or Kabul makes the first one. Second free throw on the way by Kintner. And that one's good. He makes the goal. 27 points for Kintner for the Bulldogs. But Mansfield just lit it up in the third. Baseline runner goes up, no good. Mansfield keeps possession. Here's a three from the top of the key. Count it. Brooks with three more. 84-43. 44 points scored in the second half so far. There's a three by Kintner. He's had a big game for the Bulldogs. Too many turnovers, though. Cole Wharton into the ball game. Here's a three by Mansfield. Front of the rim, no good. Wharton gets the rebound. Goes up. His shot's blocked. Bulldogs take it the other direction. In the corner, a three goes up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by the Bulldogs. Warnicky feeds it inside. Leaner off the glass, spins out. Rebound, Owen Rhodes for Mansfield.
in the corner. Here's a three. It's good for Cole Wharton. Timeouts. And, oh, it's just for substitutions. We'll keep it here. 87-46 now. Running clock. 5:15 to go. 47 points have been scored in the second half so far by Mansfield. The Bulldog with the basketball. Block shot, but they're going to call Campbell with the foul. Or no, that's going to be Owen Rhodes, his second. And that will put Josiah Leonard at the line. Josiah will shoot two. First free throw is no good. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. 87-47, Mansfield by 40. Another three from the corner, off the mark, no good. Bulldogs get the rebound. Kabul turns it over. Mansfield gives it right back. Now a whistle. Kabul will go to the line and shoot a couple. I believe it's going to be Taylor Stone. Yeah, Taylor Stone will shoot two. Third team foul for Mansfield. First foul for number 12, Easton Thompson. Mansfield's kind of emptied the bench a little bit. First free throw was no good by Stone. Second one is up. That's no good. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs. Put back no good. Ong gets the rebound, puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Chance for an old-fashioned three. Braden Stewart picks up the foul. Fourth team foul for Mansfield. And the old-fashioned three is good for Lucas Hong. He's got 5 points in the game. Mansfield at the other end. Throwing a three up. That's no good. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs. Long pass down the floor. The Bull tries to dunk. It won't go. Picked up by Mansfield. Other end. Alley-oop. Count it for the Mansfield Lions, Owen Rhodes. 89-50, Mansfield. Roll another turnover by the Bulldogs. Shot fake. Rolls it inside, front of the rim. Wharton for two more. He's got five in the game. 91-50, 2 minutes to go. Coming up next, game 8 in our final broadcast of the night, Alton and Eminence. This was a good first half. 39-31 at the half. And we got a foul. That's going to be on Cole Wharton, his second. Kabul will shoot two. Taylor Stone at the line. It was just there. Had two. Missed them. Bowl makes this one, though. 90 seconds to go. Well, what was a tight game is a blowout now. Second free throw, no good, but foul on Josiah Leonard. That's his fifth. Josiah Leonard will foul out with 4 points. Play resumes. Mansfield gets it to the low block, goes up, and a foul. That will put Braden Stewart at the line. He'll shoot two. Foul's going to be against Braylon Haywood. 50 seconds to go. 91-51. 8-point ball game. Turns out to be
a blowout, 91-51. Turnovers, woof, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 31 turnovers. Second free throw's good. Bulldogs will just walk it down the floor to the wing, caught, knocked away, stays with the Bulldogs. Into the backcourt, 3 seconds, that's going to be the ball game. 92-51. Your final score, Mansfield will advance, going through the scoring for Kabul. Taylor Stone, 5 points. Jordan Kintner, 30 points. And Lucas Hong will finish with 5. And Bennett Montgomery with 5. On the other side, Cole Wharton, 5 points. And Jace Hedrick with 22. Caden Young with 11. Malachi Ussery with 3. Haven Proats ...22. Fisher Crony, 6. Owen Rhodes with 4. 15 for Kellen Campbell. And 3 for Braden Stewart. 40, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. Let's see, 38, 39. 52 points scored in the second half by Mansfield. And 10. So Mansfield outscored Kabul in the second half, 52-20. And they cruise to a 92-51 victory. And Mansfield will play the winner of Alton Eminence, and that's coming up next on the Fox 96.9. Harlan Hutchinson will have that play-by-play call. Stay with us. We're coming right back.
96.9, the Fox.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Listening to today's hit music on 96.9 The Fox.
Deep breath, big smile. It's been a while since I've been in a crowd like this. Stay off the wall. Don't think, just talk. Pray no one says a name on this. I'm drunk here in the bathroom light. I'm checking my phone just one more time. In case you hit me with an uncle bar. And I fix myself up in the mirror and walk out with this pity beer. Even though they see me here, I'm not at this party. I'm back in your backseat. You're pulling it over. You just had to have me.
I'm here on the stage.
I hear you yell. You're so in love with me, but right now you need to work on yourself.
Start falling when the cold wind blows, and soon get covered by the winter snow. Birds start singing when the spring rolls out, flowers blooming through the thawing ground. Shining when you let it all go. There's a certain kind of hurting only time can heal. That's a pretty good picture of the way I feel. I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. I ain't saying that you never took a toll on me. For what it's worth, I can finally see that I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. Yeah, I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. Mountain I can see so far. Rivers running like deep, deep scars. Carrying the lifeblood through my veins. Is it crazy that I'm grateful for all the pain? 'Cause I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. I ain't saying that you never took a toll on me. And for what it's worth, I can finally see that I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. Yeah, I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free.
Today's hit music.
Turn it up!
96.9 The Fox.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, from a young age, taking my token to the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took at me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Hey, you break me up, believer, believer. Hey, you break me down, you build me up, believer.
a dove, oh, ooh. Your spirit up above, oh, ooh. I was choking in the ground, building my rain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings, they would drown. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke open and rained down. It rained down like... veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, but they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down, like...
Talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way. No way it was the last night we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
It's time once again for the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realtor Audrey Boyle.